Well, we have to talk about survival strategies again because, of course, we're on the verge of a situation that could escalate into World War III. Let's hope it doesn't. Let's hope that there's some kind of an off-ramp from this war with Iran. But it doesn't look like it at the moment, although it's still pretty early in this. But I don't see any indication that the U.S. or Israel is willing to do anything other than seek the total destruction of Iran. And I also don't see any indication that Iran is interested in any so-called negotiation because you can't negotiate with the West because the West never keeps its word, doesn't even believe in negotiations, as has been proven again and again because Trump keeps ordering the killing and assassination of the negotiators. So does Israel. So I don't see an off-ramp at the moment, which means this is going to escalate. And if it escalates, there's a risk that it goes nuclear. If it does go nuclear, the most likely party to use nuclear weapons first is Israel, of course. And they're crazy enough to do it. And Trump is crazy enough to let them do it, or obedient enough at this point. If Israel takes this nuclear, then at that point, we're in a whole different world. At that point, the risk of additional escalation from countries like, Russia and China, that risk goes through the roof. And of course, none of us want to see that happen, but it's something we have to prepare for. Now, in my assessment, also, we're at very high risk of a nuclear false flag event that could take place domestically in the United States. And really, I should be more specific. I think it will be a radiological terrorism event or a false flag event that happens in the United States, not necessarily a nuclear bomb detonating, but rather a dirty bomb detonating, spreading nuclear material across an area, obviously a high population density area. One more reason to not live in the cities, but as you can imagine, if someone were to release a dirty bomb in, downtown New York City, the economic devastation that it would cause and the fear and panic, etc., would just be off the charts. And of course, the purpose of such an event, if it were a false flag, would be to drive U.S. support for further escalation of the bombing of Iran with more aggressive weapons, possibly nuclear weapons. And of course, the narrative at that point would be, blaming Iran and saying, well, Iran nuked us first, and now we're going to nuke Iran in retaliation. That's how that would go in terms of the narratives. What that means is that you and I have to be prepared for this thing to go nuclear. And if it does go nuclear, then global supply chains just collapse at that point. Then nobody is sailing ships through the Strait of Hormuz. I mean, can you imagine the uninsurability of ships when there's a nuclear war happening involving the Middle East? I mean, forget it. There's no insurance company in the world is going to write policies for ships in the middle of a nuclear war. So you're not going to get supplies. I should say ships in that region. Now, ships will still be able to sail around, Asia and maybe the West Coast of the US, etc. But I'm talking about the ships that move through the Arabian Sea, the Red Sea, maybe the Mediterranean, and maybe even parts of the Indian Ocean, for example. That's going to be highly questionable. And that's a big percentage of the world's shipping volume. So, yes, this is going to impact you and me and all of us. And if China gets involved in the trade war aspect of this, China could block exports. They could just cut off the United States from all exports as a means of leverage. I don't mean just rare earths. I mean everything. No computers, no electronics, no shoes, nothing. No car parts, forget it. Nothing. That would be devastating. So it's a good time for us to review our preparedness materials. Now, you may recall I've written a book called Resilient Prepping. Well, I'm sorry, it's an audio book from a few years ago, but it's just as relevant today, and it's available for a free download at resilientprepping.com. Now, I will probably turn that into a new audio book. I'll probably have my AI agents rewrite that whole thing and then do an audiobook version. I'll package that up, you know, sometime soon. So you'll have new free versions of it coming. But for now, you can download what's there right now, which is a bunch of MP3 files. And that's completely free. Resilient Prepping is a really great book because it teaches you the high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech options for every area of survival, such as food or shelter or medicine or protection, self-defense, etc., communications. So for each one of those, there is, you know, the high-tech version, which is what we live in right now. There's the low-tech version, which I generally consider to be where we have no electricity functioning, the power grid's down. And then there's the no-tech version, which I generally say that's where we have no combustion engines, that is, no diesel, no gasoline, and no power grid. Then you're completely offline. You have to go with a no-tech version of, you know, survival or shelter or whatever. That makes life very, very difficult, of course. But you need to know that information. You need to have those skills. So that's where you can get that. But again, I'll bring you additional information on all of this, you know, in the weeks and months ahead. But as part of the survival solutions, we've put together a survival page for you of our product solutions at healthrangerstore.com/survival. And right there, we have all of our most popular iodine products, our storable foods that are lab-tested, certified organic, heavy-duty, rugged packaging. We've got number 10 cans with freeze-dried organic fruits and vegetables. We've got the Ranger buckets. We've got mini buckets and mega buckets of all kinds of different things, from nuts and grains to the fruits, like I mentioned, and miso soup and meal kits, all organic, all laboratory tested. So that's available right now. healthrangerstore.com/survival. Beyond that, it's a good idea to be thinking about supply chains breaking down. So what is it that you depend on that you can't live without? It might be parts for your car, you know, an oil filter or an air filter, or maybe you have a tractor or whatever. You might need some parts. I was just ordering some oil filters recently for one of my ranch vehicles. You might need tools. You might need shoes. You know, remember when I ordered extra pairs of shoes last April when Trump announced the big tariffs against China? So I panic bought a few pairs of shoes that I like that happened to be made in China. Well, I don't regret that because now I'm sitting on those shoes. And even though I wear shoes until they're basically falling apart, I know I've got a few pairs of shoes I can get by. Same thing with, you know, your clothing, your tools, your dishes, whatever. It's also a good idea, especially if you live in a rural environment, to have extra oil. Like I have 50-gallon drums of diesel engine oil, as well as, what's it called, the DEF fluid. Plus, I've got a 50-gallon drum of hydraulic fluid for tractors, you know, with the hydraulic oil, I guess it's called oil, and some other things as well. You know, I've got a 50-gallon drum of isopropyl alcohol. I've had that sitting there for a number of years, just thinking, hey, you know, what if we get cut off from China? You're not going to get isopropyl alcohol. You're not going to get the hand sanitizers. You're also not going to get a lot of prescription drugs, by the way. I don't depend on those, but many people do. You know, you're going to see a supply chain shutdown that could be absolutely devastating if this war escalates and it increases to a trade war, which in some ways it already is. For example, Spain has said that, you know, it doesn't want its airports and air bases to be used by the U.S. to strike Iran. And so Trump has threatened to cut off Spain from all trade with the United States. So no more imports from Spain, period. It's over for now. I mean, that's devastating. What if that happens with China? It could happen tomorrow. You could end up with no access to anything that you buy from China, and there goes Harbor Freight. You know, Harbor Freight, it's a very interesting retail store. I don't know if you've ever been to a Harbor Freight, but we have them in Texas, and I kind of like the Harbor Freight stores because, you know, it's a lot of hands-on tools. Everything is made in China, just about everything. Well, imagine if Harbor Freight is just emptied with no more inventory coming in. That could happen. Imagine no more tires for your vehicle. The tires you have now, that's it. Those are the last tires you have. No more spare parts for your tractor. Now, there goes agriculture, right? I mean, you get the idea. We could see a global shutdown of supply chains if this thing goes nuclear. I mean, our system is more fragile than most people think. It's very fragile. So resilience is the name of the game here. Get personally prepared in every way that you can. Have backup supplies of everything. Get more decentralized, grow more food off-grid, et cetera, et cetera. These are the things that will keep you alive. And also, of course, have your firearms and your ammunition and your skills and your ballistic vests and, you know, your night vision or whatever else that you think that you need in order to be safe, to protect yourself and your community and your family members, et cetera. This is a time to be thinking about that. I'll remind you that at my website, rangerdeals.com, we have, those are links to the affiliate programs that I recommend. And there's not very many of them, but there's Shield Arms, which has the firearms that I recommend. There's a de-Googled phone provider there. There's the satellite phone store, SAT123.com is also how you reach them directly. There's gold and silver providers there. In addition to that, we've got the therapeutic peptides, the link there to Limitless with discount codes. Usually the discount code there is Ranger. You can go to rangerdeals.com and you can see all of those affiliate deals and all those specials and discounts, whatever. A lot of those providers will help you get prepared and stay prepared. In addition to that, you can follow my videos and my interviews at brightvideos.com. You can use my free AI deep research engine at brightanswers.com. And finally, you can read my articles and see my infographics at naturalnews.com. So get prepared and stay safe. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and Iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. healthrangerstore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. but we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.